sinner out of darkness and into his marvelous light. It's not because you just woke up one morning and say, this God thing actually makes sense. Maybe I should stop sinning. Maybe I should turn around. No, but it was God being rich in mercy because of the love with which he loved us. He came and got your butt and my butt too. We was running from him, and he brought us to him, and he saves us, and he takes our brokenness, and he makes a great change and a great exchange. Out of brokenness, God brings blessing. Out of ruin, God brings redemption. Out of vice, God brings forth victory. Just as God had a plan for Hannah, just as God had a plan for Israel, God has a plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Do you hear what he's saying? He's not saying, I come to give you wealth, health, and prosperity. He says, you're in a broken situation right now. You ain't got a future, and you don't have any good news. But I've just stopped by to remind you that I got a plan for you. I'm working things in the background. You may not see why I'm working, but I'm working. And the way that I work, I'm working all things for my glory and your good. He's saying if you belong to him, you have a future and a hope that God and his plans are to bless you and to keep you. God ain't trying to work evil in your life. He's trying to purify you, to make sure you shake off that sin before it's time for you to get it to glory. He's trying to use your life as a witness for the nations. God, he cares about you, and he got plans for you. God has a plan for you. But don't give up just because you can't see what it is. God's faithfulness rescues Hannah, and his faithfulness rescues us. We talked about counting on God's promises, right? See, but when it comes to God's promises, I don't know about you, but I always fall short of keeping my end of the bargain. And as we look at Hannah's life and her faithfulness, it can be easy to leave here thinking, well, I'm just going to try harder. I'm going to do better. I'm going to get my life together. But, beloved, I just stopped by to tell you that you can't just get your life together. But there is one who is able to get your life together on your behalf. And as a matter of fact, there's a promise in 2 Timothy 2:13 where the text reminds us, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. For why? Because he cannot deny himself. What the scripture is saying, though you may fall and though you may fail, though you are broken and broke down and you can't get up, though you seem to never get it quite right, that for those who trust in Jesus, though you are faithless, he is faithful. Though you are not thinking about him, he is coming for a people to bring unto himself. And Jesus has come to bring grace to those in greatest need. Though you are faithless, he is faithful. And beloved, this is exactly why your hopelessness will never be greater than God's faithfulness. He don't need your faith. He don't need your faith to be faithful. But in his faithfulness, he draws out the faith from us. Beloved, Hannah's story is one of God's faithfulness to his plans and towards his people. And beloved, just as we have witnessed these promises of God, there's another promise that we can claim today because of his faithfulness. And that promise is Romans, the 10th chapter, beginning with the 9th verse, where he says, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame, no matter who you are. He says, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the names of the Lord will be saved. That's a promise. That's a faithful promise to the Lord, that if you confess your sins and you trust in Jesus Christ for salvation today, you will be saved. It's the whosoever will come, no matter where you come from and what you did last night, that whosoever, when you repent and turn towards Jesus, he will save you. But, beloved, there's another promise. We see this promise in John 3:36. Jesus says, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. That's a promise. Jesus is saying that those who have repented and trusted in me, oh yeah, they're going to receive eternal life. But those who don't obey me, those who don't care about me, those who don't do what I ask them to do, those who say they love me with their lips but show that they hate me with their lives, he's saying that, don't get it twisted. Just because you show up in church and you look good and you look like you got it all together, but you're still living like hell and you do what you want to do, how you want to do it, and can't nobody tell you nothing, he says, you're not being obedient to me. Because when we obey, that means that Jesus has all authority over our lives and that we actually care about what he has to say. And he says that if you are not obedient to God, see, that's why I like what Jesus says. He doesn't say that if you just say you believe. He says the way that you could tell if a person believe or not is in whom they obey. And if they obey Jesus, then they belong to Jesus. But if they ain't obeying Jesus, they don't belong to Jesus. And for those who don't belong to Jesus, you ain't got to worry about Satan. That ain't the one we worried about. He says, for the wrath of God remains on him. If you don't obey Jesus, you're going to have to pay for your own sin. In an eternity, separated from the goodness of God, in hell. But beloved, Jesus has made a way. Jesus has made a way. And for those who repent and trust, who admit and confess that they got it wrong, that they've been living for themselves, and trust in Jesus Christ by faith that he is who he says he is, the Savior of the world, the Messiah, the Anointed One. And he did what he said he would do. He would die upon the cross, be buried, but on the third day, raised again with all power in his hand. That when we repent and believe in Jesus Christ, that we shall be saved. And that he paid the punishment. He paid the price for your sin. When we turn to Jesus through repentance and faith, we appropriate to ourselves, we place upon ourselves the life that we could not live in Jesus Christ. Because he took upon himself the death that we deserve. You know, don't let this Mother's Day pass with you just eating and celebrating. But there's some confessing and trusting that needs to be done today too. Is Hannah's story your story? Trust God today by trusting in Jesus Christ. Because out of your hopelessness, God still has shown himself faithful. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your word and for your power and for your might. And I ask, oh God, that you would convict someone of their sin today. And Father, I ask that someone would see that they have not genuinely trusted in you because they don't obey you. And that they will see their eternal future is not one of hope. Is of hopelessness because they are separated from your goodness. And Father, I ask that you would rescue one today by turning their heart towards Christ Jesus for salvation. And Father, help us to be faithful even in the midst of barren situations, because you are the great faithful one. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your power. We give all honor and glory unto you. We love you and thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.